This is the International Wings of Healing broadcast. You are now welcome to a time of edification, encouragement, and hope, and to announce the victory of God that will strengthen us in the face of our fragmented world and the ever-mounting challenge of our age. This ministry comes to you under the direction of Dr. Thomas Randolph White.
Almighty God, the grace creator, Almighty God, our loving Savior. His words for love that have been spoken, these truths at once shall not be broken. Strength for today.
Mother's Day, and of course, a special day. It is as well the anniversary of this radio ministry begun in 1942. To mark this day, and Dr. Wyatt will share that this ministry is our calling and our destiny.
Thank you, Dennis. As this is Mother's Day, Sharon's reading is from the Old Testament, as I want to as well celebrate the anniversary of this radio ministry, and as well my vision for the future. I do hope you will stay with us.
Am I a God at hand, says the Lord, and not a God afar off? Can a man hide himself in secret places so that I cannot see him? Do I not fill heaven and earth? I have heard what the prophets have said, who prophesy lies in my name, saying, I have dreamed, who think to make my people forget my name by their dreams, which they tell to one another, even as their fathers forgot my name. But let him who has my word speak my word faithfully. What has straw in common with wheat, says the Lord? Is not my word like fire and like a hammer, which breaks the rock in pieces?
Thank you, Sharon, so very much. It is, of course, Mother's Day. And as all men should know, this day should never be forgotten, be it your mother, the mother of your children, or mother of your grandchildren. So my very best to all those for which this Sunday was set aside. It is also a special Sunday for us of the Wings of Healing. On this day in 1942, my grandfather, Thomas Wyatt, launched this radio ministry on a handful of stations in the Pacific Northwest. We continue, as he did, on over 500 radio releases throughout America and Canada. His was a unique and special ministry. He did not start his adult life in the ministry, but as an Iowa farmer. He had little of what we call formal education, and I have been told he was an exceptional farmer. This would all change in a little country church where he would find the Lord, which did for him change everything, even his speech, for he found he could no longer use the colorful expletives that had once salted his speech. He would then carry a small dictionary with him, by which he added daily to his vocabulary, and which also began a lifelong love of learning. No one was more dedicated to educating himself. But one day he was kicked by one of his mules, which shattered part of his backbone. For months he would lay often in agony, or unconscious, and given up to die. It was then my grandfather stated that he heard a voice declare, I am the Lord God that healeth thee. He did not even know where this scripture could be found, but he would rise from the supposed deathbed, only to collapse in pain. This would be repeated, and each time he would be carried back to bed, and all considered him delirious. But each time he managed to venture further out, and he would make it outside finally and end up plowing several acres. And never again would he experience such pain. He would leave the farm, become a successful lay minister for the Methodist Church, always sent to troubled and dying churches, which he would nurture back to health and move on then to the next one. Always, his passion and love of God was instinctive and noticeable. This is only the first two chapters in the life of this remarkable man, but it does to an extent explain the nature and passion of this ministry. For this microphone was first his, literally. I still use the same one. Much has, of course, changed since he first spoke over the air on that handful of stations in the Northwest. Then everything was recorded live in one session without any editing. Now everything is digital, computerized, and anything can be changed, and often is. The studio, technology, perhaps the styles have changed, but I pray the purpose, the faith in God and love of the Word has not changed for this ministry. My memories of my grandfather remain with me. His endearing wit, his mischievous nature, at least it was for me, and apparently he followed my collegiate athletic career with interest. I, of course, am different, but in some ways much like him, for prophetically, he wrote personally in the flyleaf of a book he gave me to always have a questing heart. This is what drove him, always learning, seeking, initiating a better, more effective means to reach others with the gospel. The gospel of Jesus Christ was everything to him and to me. I remember sitting on the front row of the old Wings of Healing temple, listening to his sermons, experiencing the intensity of the service and the moving of the Spirit. He was thrilled when I began to preach, and I know he would relish that I now direct this international ministry that he started now so long ago. Much has, of course, changed, but his heritage, this ministry he founded, are still vital. But the world has altered. The vision requires new venues, new technologies, new methods, and he would be the first to recognize all of this. As the world keeps changing, so must we as Christians. Not cutting ourselves off from the past, but recognizing what is different and that we must keep pace. His passion was to combat what he called modernism. We now call it critical scholarship or liberal theology. He also stridently fought communism, and he would be delighted in its fall, but would also recognize that Marxism remains very much alive, even in some circles of Christianity, which is hard to understand if one has accepted the gospel message. This ministry continues this combat, which, if anything, has become more intense and important. God, you see, is not done with this ministry any more than he has done with you and me, or his church. Even in this rapidly changing world, especially in this vastly changing world, we as he would, must, witness to the truth of Jesus Christ, his death and resurrection, what that has meant and still means, that the gospel is not merely salvation, but a way of life, a fellowship, but more a word from the Lord that is like fire, a hammer that breaks rock, as our text from Jeremiah declares. And I can hear my grandfather yet, as the opening verse of this chapter in Jeremiah states, "Woe to the shepherd who destroy and scatter the sheep of God's pasture." Our whole world seems to be careening without direction, overwhelmed with unthinking violence and treachery. Even worse is the anemic responses that we hear from our capitals as they cover their political skin. No one seems to believe these words of God given to Jeremiah, "I am not a God afar off. Can a man hide himself in secret places so that I cannot see him? Do I not fill all heaven and earth?" How can those regarded in authority act the way they do? Do they really believe there will be no consequences, no ultimate accountability? Apparently, they don't believe there are. They think their actions are actually hidden, even from God, and that anything is permissible, even lies, if your opponent loses. You can destroy the evidence, and who will call you to account? You can abuse a congregation, lie, cheat, and line your own pocket, and who will say no? One manipulates the flock placed in your charge, and you promise what you, in all good conscience, cannot promise. They, in Jeremiah's words, prophesy lies in my name, in the name of God, speaking the deceit of their own hearts, who think to make my people forget my name. Unquote. Can one imagine a more damning accusation? Let's make it more familiar to our own ears, of lies being uttered from pulpits and lecterns, or before the camera and press. As they purport or would have one believe, they speak the truth or speak for God, but they do not. They speak only deceit. I don't care what their position is, how many honorariums behind their name. I have heard their lies in respected pulpits, and it is unavoidable that they don't believe any of the foundational tenets of Christianity, not His miraculous birth, His miracles, not His atoning death, not unless you allow them to reinterpret it, and certainly they don't believe His resurrection. It is a nice, clean, easy life, as they say it, even if the flock is starving in a dry and thirsty land. They deceive with the right-sounding words, but the Spirit of God is certainly not present. I see it as well in the shepherds, supposedly of our communities, states or provinces or nations. There's no thought of tomorrow. Just get mine today. Lie, cheat, abuse your authority. Make it tough for Christians. After all, this is the one group you can abuse with impunity. And no worry, we'll get others to cover up our misdeeds. And even if caught, we'll resign with our fat pensions. Again, there is believed no accountability, no consequences. But again, I say with Jeremiah, where can you hide from He who fills heaven and earth? You do all you can to make your young forget His name, by the dreams, the fantasies you tell each other, which all sounds too much like our academic halls of so-called learning, which are more like sounding boards for their own self-congratulations than the honest search for truth. They have forgotten the true source of our blessings, what has made our prosperity possible, and instead spout falsehoods and distortions about Christians and our faith. Theirs will be everlasting reproach and perpetual shame, for God is not long silent. Let him who has my words speak my words faithfully. Unquote. Yes, let us stand up and declare the word of God which He has given us, and do so faithfully. When you hear the lies, the falsehood, answer them. For as Jeremiah says, for what has straw in common with wheat? What has truth in common with lies? What has salvation in common with false and faithless religion? What has peace to do with restlessness and uncertainty? What has joy to do with joylessness? What has hope to do with a world that has lost any hope to look forward to? What has God's purpose have in common with those who have such aimless and meaningless existence around us? As Jeremiah's prophecy continues, is not my word like fire, says the Lord, and like a hammer which breaks the rocks in pieces? My grandfather loved this passage, which is not much of a Mother's Day sermon, other than this too is what I learned at my mother's knee. God's word is not to be trifled with, not to be used callously or with no respect for its source and purpose. There is an accounting. We, those especially in authority, will be held accountable. His word is fire. It will consume the dross, the stubble, that which has been built in haste or carelessly, that which is built on lies, deception, or spin. It will be burned up. His word is like a hammer which breaks the boulders to dust. God's word, when spoken with authority, passion, and God's Spirit, will break in time the hardest obstacles, the hardest heart, to nothing. We must use His Word with such authority, knowing its power when used by the Holy Spirit. And the Spirit is vital in this effort, which we will come to appreciate, I pray, in further broadcast. But now know that as we continue in His Word, speaking His truth, His Word in His name, you need never be discouraged, fearful, or in doubt. What God's Word will do in His time will bring His enemies to bay, break down the strongholds, all obstacles, and burn in judgment all that distorts God's purpose and our destiny. Lord God Almighty, let us be emboldened by Your Spirit to speak the truth, to stand up and answer those who ridicule and bring their falsehoods against our faith, against God's church, His bride. For this is the only hope. This is creation's purpose. For in God's time, His kingdom will come on earth as it is in heaven, all for the glory of God Almighty and His beloved Son, Jesus the Christ. Amen and amen.
It is Mother's Day, and we want this to be a special day for all of you celebrating such a wonderful and fulfilling role. Also, this is as well the anniversary of this ministry, and we want all of you to write to us this week to receive a copy of Dr. Wyatt's study titled, Why Christianity? Here is a persuasive look at just why one should be a Christian. Not simply because we believe Christianity to be true, but because history, science, and our own experiences, and a great deal more, make Christianity the wisest and the best choice. You will want a copy of Why Christianity, so ask for this study. It can be yours at no charge. We also want to thank all of you who, by your thoughtfulness and prayers, have kept this ministry vital and on your wonderful radio station. We depend on dear people like you for the Word of God to be broadcast to a world that is so in need of hearing the good news of God's loving grace. Our addresses are Dr. Thomas R. Wyatt, Post Office Box 900, Whittier, California, 90608. Our Canadian friends may write to the Wings of Healing Society at Post Office Box 34224, Vancouver, British Columbia, postal code V68 4N1. Or you can contact us on the internet at www.thomasrwyatt.org. Now, before Dennis Colonna gives you those addresses one more time, here is your radio minister, Dr. Wyatt. Thomas?
Thank you, Sharon. May this day be special to those celebrating, and may this ministry for another year be a blessing from our Lord. On this auspicious day, allow me to share these words from Chris of Colorado, who writes, I so enjoy your newsletter. It is so timely and encouraging. And your book, The Question of Prayer, was so helpful. Thank you for writing it. It was my pleasure, Chris, and a work truly for God's kingdom. Now, as we close this Mother's Day and anniversary program, the choir sings Sharon's inspired hymn, which was God's own effort through her, On Wings of Healing. And until next week, may the name of Jesus always be one of hope.
Your torn and broken soul, unfound the pieces that have made me whole. In the midst of all my tortured strife, you were there to change my life. Stripes to cure my pain, that I may heal, to live again. How you suffered on that cross for me, that in my to me they do not care. On wings of healing you were always there. I pray I will never go astray, but should I come to that fateful day,
of course, Mother's Day, always a special time of commemoration and joy for those very special women in our lives. And remember this ministry as well. We would love to hear from you. As always, CDs of these programs are available, and Dr. Wyatt is offering at this time a copy of his book, Why Christianity? It answers the questions of why one should accept Christianity or believe in Jesus. So do write and ask for Why Christianity. It can be yours at no charge. Our address is our Post Office Box 900, Whittier, California, 90608. Our Canadian friends may write to Dr. Wyatt at Post Office Box 34224, Vancouver, British Columbia, postal code V6J4N1. Or you may contact the ministry at www.thomasrwyatt.org. This is Dennis Colonna asking you to please tune in again next week at the same time and remember what God has promised to those that love Him.